Bezrat Mizbochi begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Chayvel Amazin, the laws of injuries and of damages, and the Sefer Nezikin, the book of damages, which in this Perek we discuss different types of injuries as that applies to the unique payments of Tsar, Sheves, and Ripoy of the pain, the loss of work, and of the deductibles. So Rambam gets Halacha Aleph regarding the different amount of payments that could come up in different types of injuries. Someone injures his friend, chavala, a certain injury, that could be liable for all the different five types of compensation. So, you have to pay for all those five. If he damages him, that there's only four of them. So, he has to pay four. In other words, we don't say that since you're not liable on all of them, you're not going to have to pay any one of them. No, whichever one you it is, Shleisha for three, Misham Shleisha pays for three, Shnayim for two, Misham Shlemi pays two, and Nechad, if it's only one, Misham Echad pays one. As Rambam continues the halacha base, ketzad. How do you have when you're going to have to pay for five and sometimes less? So kata yodoy or ragloy. Let's say someone cut off someone's hand or his foot or yetzbe mehen or one of his fingers or yishasima in or blinds his eye. So in those cases, Misham Chamisha has to pay for five types of payments. The nezik, the damage, b'tzar, the pain, b'ripa, the doctor bills, b'shebes, and the loss of work, b'vishas, and embarrassment. However, let's say he koel yod b'tzafsa. Let's say he hits him on his hand and his hand swells. B'soivel arsa, but it's going to end up coming back down. Or al eino yamardo, or he hits him in the eye and his eye rebels, meaning it comes out from its socket. But v'sech lichitz, it's going to end up healing. So in those cases, mishal mabai has to pay for four types of damage. Not going to pay for actual nezik, because nezik is only something that he injures him in his body that's a forever damage. It's never going to go back. It's going to go back. But he has to pay him for the tsar, the pain which he obviously had from the injury, but he put the doctor bills, which was the loss of work, but vaishas, and for the embarrassment. Let's say he called reisha b'tzava. Let's say he hits him on the head and his head swells, where there's not even sheves, no loss of work over here because he can still do his job. It's not his hand that he can't use. Misham Shleisha pays for three types of payments: for the tzar, for the vavishes, for the pain, for the doctor bills, and for the embarrassment. He kobe makom shein nir. Let's say he hits him in somewhere where it's not visible. Kagun shehikal birka, he hits him on his knees or begabe or on his back. So then Misham Shnayim only has to pay for two, which is tzar v'ripui, the pain and the doctor bills, but not for the embarrassment because it's not embarrassing because it's in the concealed area. No one saw what he did to him. He kove him at pacha shabiyodei. Let's say he hits him with the kerchief in his hand. Oy bishtar, or with a document, which is a very light slap that doesn't have any pain. There's only disgrace, and he intended to embarrass him. Or things like that. Then noisinachas, he gives only one payment, the abish bavad. That's only the shame, the embarrassment. Halacha gimel. Kavo bishapud, if let's say he burnt him with a spit, oy bimasmer, or with a nail, altipanav, on his fingernails, which is b'makom she'eino yisachabur, in a place where it did not inflict a wound. So there's no nezik, there's no ripui, there's no damage, there's no healing. But the makom malacha doesn't hold him back from doing any work, so there's no shabbos. So mishama tzar bavad, then you'll only pay for the pain. There's no baishas, if, let's say, no one saw, and there's no embarrassment to that. Let's say shko sam oisach sam. Let's say he gave him to drink, or he smeared some type of a potion on him. V'shina mari oide, and it caused his skin to change colors in a place where it's not visible. So he's not causing him any damages, and no pain, and no embarrassment. So Mishal Nerdipi Bavad. We're showing different types of cases that you could be one out of the five. So you only pay for the doctor bills until the skin goes back as it was. Let's say he locks him into a room, now he can't go to work. Only gives him the amount of the loss of work. And all these types of things, it could be one out of the five, depending on the circumstance. Halach Adalik continues regarding these five types of payments, regarding when the person is now missing a limb. Someone shaves off the hair of his friend's head. So he only has to give him the amount of embarrassment. Is going to come back. So there's no doctor bills, no loss of work, there's no damages. But let's say he shaved it off with a potion, or he burnt him, where the hair is not going to come back. Then he's liable for all five things. Why the five? So first of all, benezik, the damage, because the hair is not going to come back. Bitzar, with the pain, because he burnt them. Beripu, the doctibles. The reason why there's pain and doctibles is because now his head is going to get heated up from the burn or from the potion. But nimsuchas beroisha comes in that he has headaches, which has pain and has to be healed. Umsham leshavis, he also has to pay for loss of work. What's that? Because technically, he's fit to go ahead and be a dancer and to shake the hair on his head when he's dancing. Comes out now because his hair is gone. He can't do that work. There's no greater embarrassment than this, that the person doesn't have any hair anymore. Halacha hey, holamata. So you learn from this. Shekol machasa chaveira eber shein lechayzer. That if someone now diminished his friend a limb that's never going to come back, chayv b'chalach hamishad varam, he's liable for all these five payments. Afila hipil shina, even if he just makes his permanent tooth fall out, chayv b'chol, he's liable for all the five payments. She ef shashaliach lepib shach, it's not possible that his mouth was not hurting, was not sick, was not injured for one moment, which has to be healed, and also he couldn't work at that time. Even though there's no way of healing the tooth that came out, but the flesh of the teeth, which is the gums, that has to be healed, and therefore all the five payments would qualify even for knocking out someone's tooth. Halach above, even if he diminishes like a hair's breadth of the person's skin that it gets scraped off from his flesh, is liable for the five things. Because the skin is not coming back. El Tzalekis, rather he has a scar over there. So if someone injures his friend, and he rips the skin, and that blood comes out, it's liable for the five things that we speak about. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the relationship, how did it play out between the victim and the perpetrator. So if someone scares his friend, even though he gets sick from the fright, from the panic, the perpetrator is exempt from monetary payments in the courts over here, because ultimately he didn't do an action with the physical body of the victim. He just caused it, and therefore he's exempt from dini adam. But ultimately he's liable for the judgment from heaven because he caused his friend to get sick. Now, but this is only if he didn't touch him. Rather, he screamed, he shouted from behind him. He made himself visible in the dark, like he scared him. Okay, it's about a thing like that. So to be screams in his ear and he makes him go deaf. Again, he's exempt from the courts over here, but he's liable in the heavenly court. But if he grabbed a hold of him, and he blows into his ear and he makes him deaf, or he touches him with the chafai and he pushes him when he scares him, or he grabs a hold of his garments, things like that, where he actually touched the other person's body, then he will be liable for the monetary payments. Lachachas continues regarding how to check out the veracity of the truth of what the victim is saying. Says Ram Yerol, it appears to me, if the victim says, Nischarashti, I became deaf, or my eyes went blind, I can't see them, I can't hear. He's not believed just like that. We don't recognize this as truth. Maybe it's a trick. And never he cannot take the damages until he's checked out for over a long period of time. The emuchzik, and he's been established that he lost the vision of his eyes or became deaf. Then the perpetrator will have to pay for that damage. Halacha Tes continues regarding the evaluation of the payment of the tzar. Kamuhu atzar, how much is the compensation for the pain? It's subjective according to the victim. Yes, Adam Shurach, you have certain people that are delicate. But unlike Ma'ay, they're very pampered, Ubal Maman, and they're very wealthy. Vilu Nasun Le Maman Harbi, even if you give them a lot of money, Lohay Mitzar Mati, you wouldn't want to be pained even a little bit. On the other hand, Yesh Adam Shu Amlin, you have people that are workers, they're like worked out, Vachazak, and they're strong, Va'ani, and he's poor. Umni Zuzechad, for just one coin, Mitzar Tzar Habi, he would go through a lot of pain. So, based on this criterion, you evaluate and you set the amount of the pain, obviously subjective to the person, how much value does it have? How do you evaluate the pain when you made him lose a limb? Because you already paid the monetary value of the limb. So it's, let's say he chopped off the victim's hand or his finger. You evaluate how much would this person want to give, where he has to have it cut off, but whether the limb should be cut off just with a sword, or that it should be cut off with type of a potion which would be painless. No one wanted, but if the king had decreed, his hand or his foot has to be chopped off. But how much would he give to go ahead and do it painless? But we evaluate the difference between those two, how much it was done without anesthesia, and how much would he pay? But Mashama Mazak, and that's how much the damage has to pay for the tzar. Alochi Rav continues regarding how do you evaluate the Shevis. Ketz Mashan the Shevis, how do you evaluate for the loss of work? So, Imloi Chisra Avram, if let's say he didn't make him lose a limb, Elochala, rather he just became sick, Venafel Mishkim, and he was bedridden, or let's say his hand swelled up, Vesayva Lachzer, but it's going to end up going back, so he doesn't have to pay for any Nezek, even though that for the moment, as it is right now, he's obviously has less of a value. You don't have to give him damages. So then, nicely, the mishifta shall call yom b'yom. Then you give him the loss of work every single day that he's sick and out of work. Kapoil batel shall oisa malacha shabbatman, like an idle worker from the job that he has currently that he's not working at. Meaning, you don't pay him the actual amount he would get for working because you can't compare now that he doesn't have to work. Obviously, that has a monetary value too. But you calculate according to the amount that a person would take to agree to take a day off instead of working, where if it's hard work, he would agree for a large difference. But if it's very easy work, he wouldn't want to lose any. Fine, a little bit I'll take off. So that's how you evaluate it. Now, that's if he didn't have nesek. But let's say he caused him to lose a limb or chop off his hand. So first you give him the amount of his hand, which has the damages forever, that now he doesn't have a hand anymore. Now, the Shavis, now regarding the loss of work, now you see him all the days of his illness, I don't care what his job was before, that he has hands, now you evaluate him as if he was someone who watches cucumbers, which is a very easy job that he could do even without a hand, after that he becomes healthy. And you don't evaluate anymore how much it was before the hand was chopped off, that whatever job he had then, because for that loss, you already compensated him with the value of the nesek. But rather, you look at how much is the wages of someone who watches cucumbers every single day. Never you make a calculation all the days of the illness of this person. But nicely, give him the value how much would someone who just watches the cucumbers would get. And so, let's say he chopped off his leg, which is a type of a job which he can't even watch cucumbers because he has to walk around the garden. Right, now you say him, you see, kilu hushem ala pesach, as if he's just a guard by the door, which is an easy job to do that even without a leg, even after he becomes healthy. Sime enay, let's say he blinded his two eyes. Right, now you say kilu tech mercham, you look as if he's someone who just grinds by the mill, and that's how you evaluate, and that's how much he's going to get for the time being that he can't even do that type of a job. Halacha yud beis, hikes chaver al oznay. So let's say he hit his friend on his ear. Oy achazay, or he grabbed a hold of him, meaning that he did some action with the body. The toka ba'oznei b'cheresh, and he blew in his ear, and he caused him to go deaf, which you cannot heal. Then nosin lid mekuli, gives the entire value of the person. Now a deaf person can't do any job, because he can't hear. And therefore that's like the whole value of the person. Whatever he was worth before, he's worth nothing, and that's how you give for that compensation. Now, halacha yud gimel, a related case. Let's say simes einoy. Let's say, first he blinded the guy's eyes. And they didn't evaluate him yet for the damages. Then cut his yad. Then he subsequently went and chopped up his hand, and still belemadu, and they still didn't evaluate him. Then he cut his ragli. Then he chopped up his foot, and belemadu, they still didn't evaluate him for the damages. And then he went and caused him to go deaf. So hoyu belemadu l'chol nezik min hazin. They did not evaluate him individually for each of one of those steps and stages in the damages. Nicely to make kulei, he just gives him the amount of his whole value, like was the ultimate end, which was he caused him to go deaf, which is anyways his whole value. Now, let's say Amadu l'chol nezik b'nezik. Let's say they did evaluate every step. First, he blinded him, took him to court, and they said how much he has to pay. Then they cut up his hand, and they evaluated, and so on and so forth. The achakach, and then after the last step, when they caused him to go deaf, Amadu l'kuloi, then they evaluated and says, okay, then you have to give him his whole value, how much he was worth before all these injuries. So, in gave him a minute ela d'mekul b'vat. So, it's still going to have the same halacha. You're only going to collect the amount of how much his entire value is. But the difference in this case is v'mtafas and nizik nezikol eva ve'eber d'me kuloi. But if the victim goes and grabs the amount of the damages of every independent limb, which had its own value, and then the entire value, because when he made him deaf, emet simiyodi, you're not going to take it away from him because this halacha is a safek. And we always go based on the benefit of the one who is in possession. So to collect, you don't let him. But once he did grab it, you don't take it away from him either. And if he could have all those amounts and his total amount. Halacha d'ot qualifies, how do you evaluate the doctor bills? Ketz and Mesham Ripa, how do you evaluate the healing? So, you evaluate how long will it take for this person to heal, and how much does he need to pay for the doctor bills for all the expenses that's going to be incurred. And you give it to him up front. And you don't obligate him to give every single day however much the doctor bills are going to be. And this is actually a takana. It's something for the benefit of the perpetrator, where even if the doctor bills continue going on more, how much they evaluated, he doesn't have to add on anything more than that. Halacha as well. V'chein hashev, so too regarding the loss of work. We evaluated from the get-go, but then he's going to give us everything up front. And let's say the illness ended up stretching itself out. And then the sickness took way longer than how much they evaluated. It doesn't have to add on anything more than how much it gave up front. And the opposite is also true. So if, let's say, he gets healed right away, he cannot diminish from how much they evaluated, because that's from heaven that they had mercy on him. But you have to give how much was the evaluation of the loss of work. Now, but remember, when we say this, that you give everything right away, is b'shorot ha'mazik. If the perpetrator wants this, shezut takon ha'ilav, because actually it's for his benefit. But let's say the mazik says, so I don't want this takana. Rather, I'm going to go ahead and heal him every day as it comes along. And therefore, it's a risk, but it goes either way. If he gets healed quickly, so then it's his benefit. But if it goes on longer, it's going to be his loss. Then we listen to him, and where he's only going to be liable for the amount of how much it ends up costing, and and that's how much he gives him. Let's say the victim tells him, look, so set for me the price of how much the cost of the medical bills is going to be. V'ten al yodi, and give it through me. V'ani ana piyasasim, and I'll heal myself. Saying Shemele, we don't listen to the victim. Shadu Emele, because the mazik can tell him, Shemele tera piyasimcha, maybe you're not going to heal yourself because you just want to pocket the money. V'ochzik ani kamazik, and I'm going to be held, holding the bag, like as if I'm someone that's a damaging party. Rather, he gives him every single day what's necessary, or again, he sets a set amount on the whole thing. And he gives the doctor bills, he gives the medical costs through the courts, and let the courts go ahead and make sure that he's done with him. If the mazik tells him, look, I'll heal you. Or I have a doctor that'll treat you for free. In Shemele, we don't listen to him. Rather, he has to bring a professional doctor, and he heals him for the wages that he cost. Halacha Yates. If, let's say, they did not set the amount from the beginning, had he set the amount from the beginning, then, as we said before, he wouldn't have to add on anything, not on the doctor bills, not on the loss of work, but they didn't set an amount from the get-go. Rather, this guy, he was paying for the doctors every day as it was coming along. And then, now there's boils, there's infections that are happening because of the wound. Or now he became back sick again after it was almost healed. He still has to heal him. But he still has to give him the amount of money that he's losing from not being able to go to work. Now, let's say these boils are coming not because of the original wound. Then, you have to heal him. Where some say that actually you should say, does not have to heal him. And let's continue with Be'in Nesled May Shifte. He does not have to give him the amount of work that he's missing because it has nothing to do with him. This infection has to do with something secondary. Now, so to Oval Divi Reife, let's say the victim is violating, not keeping to the words of the doctor. And therefore the sickness is getting worse. So in the Chavar Paisi, does not have to heal him because it's the sick person whose negligence it is. Lach Echev Chav concludes with the time of the payment. So when the court sets the amount on the mazik, they obligate him to pay. You collect all of that immediately up front from him. We don't set a time for him that he could be able to pay it. Now, but if let's say his liability was only for embarrassment, as we said such a case prior in Halacha Beis, then you could set a time for him to when he could pay. Because he didn't cause any loss of monies from the victim. If it's a loss of money, he has to give it right away. Here it's embarrassment, where yeah, it's emotional pain, but it's not actual money, so we call them liable, but that he does not have to give that miyad, doesn't have to give that right away.